Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made. And we give Him the glory. Let me encourage you from Genesis chapter 30, verse 1. And when Rachel saw that she bare Jacob no children, Rachel envied her sister. Her sister was Leah. And said unto Jacob, give me children or else I die. My dear brothers and sisters, that cry of Rachel still rings in the lives of many barren women today. And barrenness is something that is going to produce the noblest of productions on this earth. My dear brothers and sisters, if you have been barren in your life, if either in producing souls, reproducing after your own kind, or if you are physically barren, cry out like Rachel and shout out to the Lord and say, God, here am I am barren, make me fruitful in the name of Jesus. And let me tell you, fruitfulness is the reward that the Lord wants to bless you today. But fruitfulness does not happen overnight. Fruitfulness takes time. Pregnancy takes time. Getting impregnated takes time. Then carrying a baby in your womb takes time, and to produce a baby ultimately takes time. So my dear brothers and sisters, the work of the Spirit is not like a popcorn that has been popped in a microwave. The work of the Spirit lingers, the work of the Spirit tarries, the work of the Spirit waits. And when we wait on the Lord, God is going to bless you. Women of the Bible who had been barren brought forth its noblest children. Let me encourage you. Sarah, barren until 90 years of age, begat Isaac. Hallelujah. Rachel's cutting cry, give me the children or I die, was answered, and she bore Joseph, who delivered the nation. Praise the Lord. Manoah's wife bare Samson, another deliverer of the nation. Hannah, a smitten soul, after sobbing in the sanctuary and vowing vows and continuing in prayer, ignored Eli's scorn, poured out her soul, and received her answer in Samuel, who became the prophet of Israel. The barren and the widowed Ruth found mercy and bare Obed, who begat Jesse, the father of David, of whose line came a savior. Of Elizabeth, stricken in years, came John the Baptist, of whom Jesus said, there was no greater prophet born of women. If shame of childlessness had not subdued these women, what mighty men would have been lost? My dear brothers and sisters, today is the day that we cry out. If there is barrenness and we have not produced souls into the kingdom of God, and we feel that we are barren, we have not been fruitful, today is the day that you cry out like the cry of Rachel, like the cry of Hannah, like the cry of Sarah. Cry out unto God, give me souls, give me the nations, or I die. Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, in the 16th century, Knox parodied Rachel's prayer, crying, give me Scotland, or I die. Knox died, but while Scotland lives, Knox will live. My dear brothers and sisters, God is going to hear your cry, hear your prayer. We need to be like those men and women, the revivalists who were praying, God, I'm not happy. Where am I? Lord, I want to bear much fruit in your kingdom. And my dear brothers and sisters, to bear much fruit, you and I need to abide in the Lord Jesus Christ constantly and consistently. Amen. So let me encourage you. Be blessed. Be rewarded and be encouraged, because you are going to produce the noblest of descendants and noblest of children, because your time of fruitfulness has come. Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I want to say thank you for the cry of Rachel. I thank you for those women who were barren in the Bible. And Lord, you brought forth noblest children who were deliverers of nations and mankind, who were, oh Lord, caused the destinies of the nations to change for good. And Lord, I thank you for that, oh God. Lord, I believe, oh Father God, that you are removing every barrenness from our lives in the mighty name of Jesus, as we cry out unto you in this season of fasting and prayer, as we seek your face, oh God. I pray, give us souls, give us nations. in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray the prayer of Psalm 2:8. Ask of me and I will give you the heathens as your inheritance and the ends of the earth as your possession in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God Almighty, burden us today for prayer. Burden us today for souls. Burden us today that we will bring forth many children, hallelujah, into this world for the kingdom of Yeshua. We thank you, Lord. We bless you and we give you the praise, glory, honor, and dominion. I pray for your flock as they step out to their jobs and businesses and running the errands of the day. Lord, I pray you will bless them more than anything else, that in their marketplaces they will be, oh Father, fruitful in winning souls for Jehovah. I thank you for the lives of God. Keep them from the evil one. Bless them. I pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst. I take authority over every demon of infirmity and I cast those demons out in Jesus' name. And I send forth your word of healing to prevail in their bodies, in Jesus' name, in their minds, in Jesus' name. And you will be alone exalted, be glorified, and be magnified. We love you, Lord. We praise you. We magnify you. And we give you glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it is all yours. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day. And we catch up for prayer again tonight. Bye for now.